Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Holy Bible, The Historical Books of the Old Testament, Part 1, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, narrated by Richard M. Davidson, Jack Garrett, and Suzanne Torin. This translation of the Bible was developed by the American Bible Society and copyrighted by the Society in 1995. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. And now, Joshua. Narrated by Jack Garrett.
Joshua. About this book. The book of Joshua tells how Israel settled in Canaan, the land God promised to give them. The book gets its name from its main character, Joshua, who had become the leader of Israel following the death of Moses. The book of Joshua has two parts. In the first part, the Lord helped Israel capture many of the cities and towns of Canaan. Sometimes this help involved miracles. For example, in the battle at Jericho, the Lord made the city walls collapse. Later, in the battle at Gibeon, the Lord made huge hailstones fall from the sky and crush the enemy soldiers. Then he made the sun stand still, so the Israelites had a longer period of daylight to catch and kill as many of the enemy soldiers as possible before night came. But the Lord refused to help Israel if the people broke their agreement to worship only him and to obey his commands. For example, in the battle at Ai, Israel was defeated because one person broke Israel's agreement with the Lord. The second part of the book describes how each tribe received its land. Israel had captured territory east of the Jordan River. This land had already been promised to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh, but they had to help the other tribes take over the rest of Canaan. The tribes of Judah, Ephraim, and West Manasseh took over their sections of the land fairly quickly. Then the rest of the land was explored and divided into sections. And the Lord showed Joshua which sections to assign to each of the remaining tribes. But since the Levites were the special servants of the Lord, they did not receive a large area of land like the other tribes. Instead, they were given towns scattered throughout the whole country. Joshua becomes the leader of Israel. Chapter 1. Moses, the Lord's servant, was dead. So the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, who had been the assistant of Moses. The Lord said, "My servant Moses is dead. Now you must lead Israel across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving to all of you. Wherever you go, I'll give you that land as I promised Moses. It will reach from the southern desert to the Lebanon mountains in the north, and to the northeast as far as the great Euphrates River. It will include the land of the Hittites, and the land from here at the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea on the west. Joshua, I will always be with you and help you as I helped Moses, and no one will ever be able to defeat you. Long ago, I promised the ancestors of Israel that I would give this land to their descendants. So be strong and brave. Be careful to do everything my servant..."